A hooding ceremony is a celebratory event steeped in tradition. For medical students, it's the culmination of years of hard work. As a result of school closures due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the University of Nevada, Reno School of Medicine held a virtual hooding for the 63 members of the 2020 graduating class. The pride, hope, and joy conferred on graduates were still on full display on the screen. One graduate reflects on what it's like to finish medical school and head into a completely new medical landscape, one that has been changed by a pandemic.
Congratulations, Dr. Martin J. Azam.
Congratulations, Dr. Tara Elizabeth Becker.
My name is Tara Becker, and I am a fourth-year medical student. Today is my virtual hooding, and I'm going to be going out into the medical field and doing my psychiatry residency here in Reno, Nevada. Normally, for the hooding ceremony, each candidate who's up for their MD would be hooded by either another physician or a family member on stage during the graduation. However, because we're having the virtual graduation ceremony this year, we were able to take a picture of ourselves being hooded by a family member. And I was actually able to be hooded by my husband and my two young sons, which was very special. Normally, the kids wouldn't be able to join. I think that my two-year-old enjoyed it. The baby just hung out. It was a little bit less serious than a normal hooding, I will have to say that. So it's definitely been a bit of a challenge to juggle having a family during medical school and a husband who's also in the medical profession, but it's been very rewarding. I meet a lot of other medical students who have children in medical school, and so there are definitely a lot of sacrifices that I've made, you know, having to miss certain milestones with my children when I'm away, but it's been a really great experience overall. You know, it's an interesting feeling because I know that it's my graduation and I'm so excited to finally be finishing medical school, but it's also a little bit disappointing to know that we are just having virtual ceremonies this year. It makes today sort of feel like a regular day, but I'm really excited to be able to start working in the community. During my third year rotations, I just saw that there was such a great need for psychiatry here in our community as well as everywhere else in the country. And I just found that I really enjoyed that aspect of medicine. It was you got to know people on such a personal level, and I felt like you could really help them as a whole person. And that was just something that I really felt connected to. I think that there's definitely going to be an increased need for mental health professionals. There's a lot of anxiety surrounding the pandemic. A lot of people are feeling extra isolated right now. I think it's going to add some extra challenges to providing mental health because it may be more difficult to meet with mental health providers now. And so we might be seeing more telemedicine. So I think that we can work with those challenges, but I think that there will be some added challenges to providing mental health care. I'm excited to be able to enter this field right now. I think that it's something that, you know, it's so different to be going through something that everyone in the world is sort of going through this similar challenge right now. So I think that it's something that's going to connect everyone and make it easier to feel what other people are feeling, sort of. The most memorable thing about going through medical school is the camaraderie that I've had with my classmates. The things that you go through together during medical school bond you together for life. My advice would be that if it's something that someone's passionate about and that they want to do, they should absolutely do it just to see how needed everything is right now and know that that's some way that I can really help our community. It has not made me doubt it. I believe it's strengthened my resolve and my decision to go into the medical field. So my whole family, I'm the youngest of six kids and my family's all over the world, and we are all going to do a Zoom call so that everybody can take part in my graduation, which I think is kind of a silver lining of this whole thing, is that if it were not a virtual graduation, most of my siblings would not be able to participate. So that's exciting to me. And then my husband and I are just going to have a nice dinner at home after with the kids.
Thank you.
You just heard from Dr. Tara Becker. She received her virtual hooding today as a member of the 2020 UNR Med School graduating class. This story was produced by KUNR's An Gray with support from the Mick Hitchcock Project for Visualizing Science at the Reynolds School of Journalism.